LIVE is an intervention program that it, and you can see that it's a nice acronym that we were very proud of ourselves for coming up with, a lifestyle intervention via email. It was developed through CDC funding. We had a program that preceded this called WIN, and we published that in Preventing Chronic Disease. But this program enhanced the previous program by adding physical activity, by focusing on saturated and trans fats, and it was developed as part of the CDC Health Protection Research Initiative, HIPRI. So, as you can see, this is in part a family business. My husband is a behavioral psychologist. He really was influential in the behavioral aspects, which is really what this is. And my son, who was responsible for a lot of the making it happen, and Jean Norris is a registered dietitian and got her DRPH with me, actually. And Don Hopkins is a brilliant programmer. And Barbara Sternfeld was the principal investigator for the HIPRI grant. So our purpose is to change behavior. It's not just to educate, and it's not just to change. It's to actually change behavior and by increasing physical activity, increasing fruit and vegetable intake, or decreasing saturated and trans fats and added sugars. It's explicitly not a weight loss program, and we tell people that ahead of time. Now, if you increase your activity and you reduce your saturated fat and increase your fruits and vegetables, there's a possibility you may lose weight. There's certainly a possibility that you may be more healthy. So it starts out with a health risk assessment on those components of diet as well as physical activity. And I'll tell you more about that in a minute. There's tailored feedback to that physical activity and diet assessment. Then there's a tailored intervention. And I'll tell you more about what it's tailored to, but there is some tailoring to stage of change. So, for example, if someone doesn't do any physical activity and hasn't thought about doing any physical activity, we'll start out slower and say, you know, you might prepare by maybe buying a pair of walking shoes or something like that. But most of the tailoring is to sort of the realistic everyday life constraints that prevent us from making changes. So do they eat out a lot? Does that person do the cooking? We don't give cooking tips to people who don't cook. Do you have kids at home? That constrains what you can eat, what you do eat. Do you like to exercise in the gym, or you prefer to exercise around the house? And then the heart of it is the tailoring, and then the small step weekly goal setting. Weekly messages have suggested goals to try for the week. And they're tailored to the individual, to those things I just described. So we will suggest some cooking tips to people who cook. But we will suggest, if you have kids at home and you're working on physical activity, we might suggest, well, while your kid is at the gym or at the soccer field, you might walk around the soccer field, something like that. I'll show you a little bit more about that. We have tips for achieving each goal. We ask them in the beginning, what are the barriers for you in being more physically active? Is it time? Is it you don't like gyms? And we give tips specific to what they've said are their barriers. We give health information. But our main purpose, as I said, is not for them to acquire information, but it can be a motivator. And we have an interactive tool, which I probably won't have time to show you about. And then, of course, we have links to other sites. So there's a link to the American Dietetic Association or the American Diabetes Association. So the process begins by an organization, and in the study I'm going to show you about, it was a workplace. It was Kaiser employees. But it could just as well be a church group or something like that that has email lists of its employees, and they send out a batch email inviting people to participate. And so this is an example of the invitational email, and it's actually in my email reader. It starts out and says, it describes what Alive is, and there's also an informed consent statement that they fill out. So they start off with a diet and physical activity health risk assessment. And this is available to everybody, and it gives instant feedback on that person's diet and physical activity, regardless of whether that person decides to go on and do the whole 12-week or one-year program. They get that feedback anyway. And it's feedback specifically on the saturated and trans fats and sugars, fruit and vegetables, and physical activity. So this is an example of the nutrition component: glasses of milk, how often, how much, and then further on down there are questions that specify what kinds of milk, or do you drink soda with, you know, diet soda or regular soda. Instant feedback personalizes the need for making changes. People get told as a result of the feedback, you're not eating very many fruits and vegetables, and fruits and vegetables are good for a variety of reasons. So it gives them feedback on all of those in relation to national recommendations. And so these are not general feedbacks. This is not general feedback. Let's see if I have an example here. Yes. Okay. So your saturated fat intake is very high. That's bad for a variety of reasons. Here are the top three sources of saturated fat in your diet. So this is based on their answers to the assessment. So cheese, ice cream, and chocolate candy in this person's diet. It does the same thing for trans fats. It says what the recommended level is, what it's good for, what the three sources are in your diet. And we do the same thing for physical activity. So then they choose a goal to work on, a big goal to work on for the next 12 weeks. And it's one of those three. We do it sequentially. So the person would work on one of those for 12 weeks. And if they want to then go on and do another topic, they can. We feel it's important to concentrate, to really try to establish a behavior and try to establish a habit. And so we think it's better not to do them simultaneously, but to do them sequentially. So we do a tailoring questionnaire, which addresses those things that I mentioned before. And then the program is a weekly intervention program. It's delivered directly to their email inbox. They can choose to have that email go to their work email or their home email or both if they want. And they contain tailored goals to choose from and weekly information that we call health notes. So this is my goals for this week. I will have a meatless meal on 2 days this week. This over here is a sidebar that summarizes the health information for that week. But once they click on a goal, once they choose one of these goals, I will have a meatless meal or whatever, it takes them to a personal homepage, which has an extensive, a lot more health information about a particular topic, and a lot of other things you can do. So it reminds them what goal they just chose. It gives them tailored tips for the particular goals that they chose, and lots of other opportunities for interaction. So here's the homepage that you first go to. So here's the goal that you chose, and you can change your goal if you want to. There's a what-if tool, which I will try to tell you a little bit about. And then there are tips about that particular goal that you chose. And then there are all of these opportunities for interacting and learning more. So the full health notes, which is an extensive health information write-up about what's the relationship between saturated fat and heart disease, or between physical activity and cognitive decline. And so you can look at this week's health notes. There's also a health note library, so you can look at all of the health notes for the other three topics. Your progress so far is a goal tracker that when you come back the next week, it asks you how'd you do. And this little tracker keeps track of which ones worked for you, so that you can look back and say, okay, and it categorizes them into frequency types like eat less of, or portion size types like eat a smaller portion, or substitution types, so that the person can learn what kinds of goals seem to work for them. There's a what if tool, which is a very neat little thing where the person can say, what if I ate hamburgers twice a week instead of four times a week? And there's a slider tool that shows them how much closer that would move them to their saturated fat goal. There's a discussion board, resources and useful links, Health Net Library I mentioned, more assessment tools. For example, it can take them to mypyramid.gov and if they want to put their dietary intake in or their physical activity intake in on a daily basis, they can do that. Bit slow here. Sorry about that. So we did a randomized trial. I'm going to zip through here. we did a large randomized trial on all of these three outcomes. We did an intent to treat analysis so that anybody who did not respond to the follow-up questionnaire at the end of 12 weeks was assigned a change score of 0. And we had a large population of 796 people who actually were in the trial, mean age about 45, mostly women, which is pretty common, a fairly substantial proportion who were non-white, and a perfectly representative, unfortunately, range of BMI. 797. Most people chose the physical activity. I was disappointed because I'm kind of a big fruit and vegetable person, but maybe they'd heard enough about fruits and veggies for a while and wanted to try something different. So over the 12 weeks, 3,800 goals were chosen by people. That in itself is an achievement, that they chose something to work on and really worked on it. So almost one a week were chosen by people. They're reported that they learned a lot, they found the goals and tips relevant and helpful. The diet and physical activity are the main thing we're working on here, and we found statistically significant improvements. This is with intent to treat, with almost a third of the sample not returning their follow-up survey, and so this is a very rigorous assessment of an intervention. So statistically significant improvements in total physical activity, minutes of walking, minutes of moderate activity, significantly increased servings of fruits and vegetables, significantly decreased servings of grams of saturated fat. That is a picture, and I probably shouldn't go into great detail about what this is, but this is, if I can get this to work, this is an overall intervention versus control, but the thing is, you remember, some people were working on physical activity, some people were working on fruits and vegetables, and some people were working on saturated fat, and so this comparison here has everybody, regardless of what they were working on. And so that suggests that even the physical activity people decreased some saturated fat. The yellow is the control group. These are the people who were working on fats and sugars. And so this is the control group, and these are the people who were working on the fats and carbs group. And so substantial and statistically significant decreases in that. And physical activity, those are the same patterns. Over time. So we found significant improvements in physical activity in saturated and trans fats and fruits and vegetables. We also found significant improvements in health-related quality of life, SF8, improved self-confidence, improved self-efficacy. And I think I will stop since I'm out of time, but we can talk more about it later. Thank you.